Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know a little bit about it, but you don't know a lot. And that's all I ask.
for you to believe in what you got. You got a little knowledge about it, but let me start you off with this one here. Y'all know I used to, a long time ago, all of y'all that know me know I couldn't stand to listen to this one.
Thank you.
Bring it all on. Tell me something. No, we're going to hold off on that now. You know, we just can't run off into it now. I got, it's Blog Talk Radio now. It's Blog, I know the blog been left out a lot of days. There's been a lot of talking in radio. Well, we gonna try some of this reality type radio, which I am not designating as reality radio, a little blog radio, y'all. Cause it's been another great day. I went out and met some people, and last a minute, got you know, a few jokes here and there, laughing about how things was going in one business or another, and just having a good time. You know, when you learn about a business and you get off deeper into this business and you begin to realize that this business ain't nothing what you thought it was. Y'all don't hear me, and I know y'all can't understand what I'm talking about because y'all wasn't there. But, man, and I guess I kind of fooled myself because I didn't know that unconsciously I had stereotyped this business and everything else. Didn't think it was creative, to say the least. But, you know, you learn a lot when you get out a lot and when you confront people and talk to people and, you know, all of that in a bag of chips. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all didn't matter. But back to what I was about to say is, yeah, it's been a great day. You know, you get out, you learn a lot, and you develop new intentions. Yeah, I should leave it at that, because I got out and I mingled today. I met from the janitors to the to the doctors. I met from the janitors to the presidents. And I had a great day. Spent a lot of money, but I had a great day. I need a pair of gray shoes, however, so next time I get out, I'm going to be headed towards South Dallas, y'all. I just can't help it. So I'm going to be headed towards South Dallas. I need a pair of gray shoes, and I will be all right until spring. Stop by Resist All Hat Factory today, too, man. Man, they had some sales going on there. It just makes you wonder, you know, how can they keep from going under selling hats like that? Oh, Lord have mercy. I'll just tell the world, y'all. I'm going to try to get some of them ads on my website. Yes, Lord. Man, they got prices, got dog meat you can shake a stick at. Lord have mercy. Man, how about five hats? Yeah, it was all right. I done had them all on. I done had them all five hats since I've been out. No, I missed two of them. But it won't be long. I got a couple of more hours of daylight left. It won't be long. I tried them other two for long. But, man, so I got out, and I had some fun. And, say, man, if y'all don't understand it, man, got to buy when it's hot. I'm going to have them hot. Yeah, y'all, I'm going to have some hats. Might have some hats tomorrow. I'm going to go down and test the waters in South Dallas, though. Golly, I'm going to test the waters. So I don't know whether to get sharp or play hard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, okay, with all of that being said, man, I just had a flashback. This is reality radio. I done gave y'all a small synopsis of my day, and I ain't even finished it yet. So, yeah, tonight's show begins at 7 o'clock. Y'all know I was on time. Where was y'all at? And, man, if y'all call in, You might can win a fire ticket. I'm going to open up my door in a minute. And just if somebody's sitting out there, I'm going to hand them 2 fire tickets. And, yeah, man, you know, you just got to do what you do. Because, man, doing business with the State Fair of Texas and Mr. Al Wash over there at ALWE, man, I'm telling you, that just makes your weekends brighter and brighter. Every time they bring up something like the State Fair of Texas and the Gremlin Games, and then the tomorrow is Texas and OU, and, man, the fair is giving away something like every day. All the kind of gifts they give away with their season passes and the discounts that they give. Man, I've been sending presidents and CEOs. I know they pass the cars down, but, you know, you can't come down too far. Because, you know, some of them people is going. I find that out today, man. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. I looked around and I said, well, I'm going in this building right here. And, come to find out, it was just where I needed to be. That's where the hats were. Little lady greeted me as soon as I got inside. She said, oh, sir, could I be of service? Could I help you? I said, Lord, I miss with a smile like that, Miss Lady. Yeah, you can. And she frowned because she didn't know what I was talking about. She said, I was talking passes. Quit, y'all. Yeah, she was, yeah, you can help me. I'm an old man, sweetheart. I'm looking for some hats and I'm looking for some sales. She said, well, I got some sales. She said, if you only buy one, I'll let you have 40% off. But if you buy 2 or more, you can have 50% off. I got to looking at $100 hats. I said, Lord, that mess. I would buy this for $50 right here. She said, well, if you buy 2 of them, you know, you get them both. I'll give you a discount on them. I said, okay, what if I get 4? She said, yeah, I'll give you a discount. I said, bring them home, bring them home. She said, pick them out, pick them out. So I was having fun. But, yeah, got out there, met nice little folk. Miss Maria, I've already tried to send you 2 or 3 different clients, and I ain't been home 3 hours good. Well, I did take a nap. When they see my hats, when they see my hats, when they see my hats, folk gonna be saying something every day, because I'm gonna wear a different hat every day, a different outfit, and Lord have mercy, it's gonna be in God we trust. Yeah. Now, I can't help it if your wife look at me differently. Because I'm going, oh, Lord, I couldn't stop by the barbershop today. This guy, young guy, gave me an erroneous piece of testimony. And I ate it up twice. So, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Some get caught on a kind of rain. Must have been a thunderstorm. But, you know, this too shall pass. I get over that. But I'm going to get me my pre-fall haircut. I know it's already fall. I tried to get down there, but my nephew was so busy. And then I thought this young guy was going to come through while it was still warm and pretty out there. So I won't catch no head cold, you know, cutting the rest of my afro off. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me, and y'all don't even understand me. Y'all just saying that old man sure was talking crazy. But if y'all knew how good I feel right along now, I played this today. Or was it? Well, I'm gonna take my chances. I know I played it last night. But, man, when I rose this morning, I don't know. I feel so good. I feel so good. I feel so good, y'all. up here. I'm just here to tell y'all. Y'all just don't know how much I've been dancing and chiding off in here. Boy, Lord have mercy. Feels like church to me. So, Lord have mercy. If y'all only knew. Man, I can see wonders. Make me think about Steve Wonder. I can see clearly now. And I was laughing with my son the other day because I think I might have mentioned it. He was talking about, he had called up just out of the blue meddling, somebody was listening to the way we talked to one another, and I was telling him, hey, man, well, don't call and play with me on no day like today. I said, man, all my systems is down, and I just can't see no light at the end of the tunnel. There you go, Daddy. I said, what you talking about, boy? He said, there you go. I can't see, and I just because I'm blind. And I said, man, I said, you stop that. I said, you know people listening to us. I said, the first thing they gonna hear you tell me, you got whining about you can't see. You got no vision than anybody I know. I said, you see where you going, you know where you going, you know how you gonna get there and everything else, And even when you don't know, you still see it, because the Lord done put you in a blessed place, boy. And he, man, look at him. People, y'all just talking. He blind. Lord have mercy. That boy been able to see since he was younger than 3 years old. So he know what I'm talking about, and I know what he's talking about. And he's just trying to ruffle my feathers because I was feeling a little into myself. I said, but shoot, he done picked me back up now. I said, that's all he was trying to do. I said, see, some things when you don't understand, you need to either ask somebody or you need to stay out of it. See what I'm saying? Like all you people keep saying Donald Trump gonna win, so I ain't gonna vote. I am so tired of hearing that kind of stuff. My vote don't count. It'll count if you use it. Yeah. Well, I told y'all flashback night. I feel like I did when I was young and I was hearing them folk with all kinds of stupid arguments against each other, and both of them on the same team. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all ain't never been there. Y'all don't remember when SNCC and the Black Panther stayed on the same block almost all the time. See, y'all wasn't here. Y'all wasn't here. Y'all wasn't here when the war was going on. The war was going on between individuals and families and all of this here, all at the same time. Because I didn't know you had joined SNCC. I didn't know that you had joined the Black Panthers. I didn't know that you didn't join nothing. So you don't know nothing. You had to make a stand, and you didn't know which way to turn. So some of us that were really in the mix didn't join both of them. I knew I was a believer because Mr. Al Liscombe was at the Core building at that time in mid-60s. And he's always on the street corner. You could catch him preaching, telling folk. You just can't stand by and let all of the transportation pass by you. You got to go somewhere. I don't care if you get on a bus or train or airplane, whatever. You got to move. You got to do something. And, that man was so strong. And I mean he was a young, strong Al Liscombe, too. If y'all don't hear me, y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. So, if y'all do hear me and y'all know what I'm talking about, just raise your hands and think about it. Lord have mercy. Because I feel so blessed to have met some of the people that I have, y'all just don't know. Y'all don't feel the inspiration and the dedication that you owe to your beloved past. So when Oprah goes to playing, showing movies like The Queen and Beloved and stuff like that, and all the Tyler Perry show and information. That's all it is, y'all. It's showing you that it's been a way out. It's been a way out. We just wasn't looking hard enough. But now we got a chance to vote and move on, y'all. You know, we are in demand, finally. We are in demand. And look at all of us. We want to sit down and, well, I don't know. I'm kind of undecided. I wish I could get my hands on you. Well, Lord have mercy. I'm just here. I'm trying to rattle off y'all because, you know, it kind of sets your soul on fire to hear folk, you know, thinking they're having too many. You got problems that you can solve, and you too scared to try to solve them by doing the right thing, getting up off your butt and going and vote. If you got to be coached to vote, I don't care. You know, come over to my house. I'll teach you. And I'm going to call this lady again on Monday and see if I can get one of the fake voting machines over here so I can start educating people on how to vote when they want to vote the poor ticket and all of that, you know. I'm just trying to think of ways to win. Because I know for a fact Jesus can work it out. So I'm going to let y'all have the flow.
Come on down here, Diane. I'm going to get a little bit of Jesus and work it out because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out. He's getting there.
Thank you.
no. Hold on now. Hold on now. We just got to hold on. We just got to hold on. Yeah, I know it's you. Lord, I'm missing. Y'all don't know what you're missing. Y'all don't know what you're missing. I saw him coming. But see, I got a different one that I wanted to hear, cause you know, sometimes you have to be forced to hear something that you know is good for you. See, it's a lot of people that don't understand when you say, please, 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 come on in this room. And it's from a different voice, a voice that has a little more faith than what you got. Y'all gonna hear me.
Ah. Oh God, have you understand?
off on that for just a couple of minutes, y'all, just a couple of minutes, because that's going to be the one to take you to town, because this is Friday night. No, I didn't just get paid, but guess what? It is so much fun being here with y'all, because I understand that you're listening. You don't have to talk. You're doing what you want to do, but you're just about to walk, because guess what? It's quiet time, not crying time. It's quiet time, because guess what? After y'all hear this one, it's good night, Irene, whoop the queen for this 15, because I'm out of here. But I'm starting domino games next week early, because, boy, I almost got this laid out. With that being said, good night, y'all. Y'all have a great time, and let this one take you all the way in. Let this one take you all the way in. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you.